Like many public universities around the country, the University of Virginia is struggling with its finances. One solution being floated? Turn the state flagship public university into a private school. But the proposal has sent a shockwave through UVA. In-state student Greta Wiener says she thinks things should stay the way they are.
I think there's enough people that want it to remain public. Like some of Thomas Jefferson's kind of ideas about just like wanting to educate people and stuff. I feel like UVA is better at doing that if it remains public, and I think it's really nice how UVA is such a great school, but it's still a public university.
Director of Communications McGregor McCants emphasizes the proposal is a draft, not the final report.
Obviously, the ideas and discussion points and the recommendations that were included in the draft report from April are really provocative, and you know they're meant to be. I mean, and resources are on the whole dwindling over time, so there's less money from all sources, not just the state, from all sources typically available to a college or university today than there was, say, a decade or 20 years ago.
Around 65% of UVA students are Virginia residents, and about 35% are from outside Virginia. The draft proposes accepting more out-of-state students and increasing tuition for in-state students. In-state students like Maggie Callagher oppose a price increase.
I chose UVA, well, a big reason was financially. It was a lot of bang for your buck being an in-stater in a great school. It would just kind of make me sad the amount of students, like if UVA were to become private, the amount of students that then could not go there, probably myself included, like financially speaking.
As of right now, UVA is given 6.5% to 8% of its overall budget in state funding. This is a meager amount compared to other state schools. North Carolina's public universities receive about 23% of their overall budget in state funds. UVA's student body president, Eric McDaniel, believes that UVA may want to reduce its dependence on unreliable state funding.
There's definitely a problem in making ends meet right now. When I got in here, it was the best education I could afford, and I'm here in part through these financial aid programs. We just saw the board cut back on our grant-based financial aid program, and so now students have to take $28,000 in loans before they can even get access to grant-based aid.
President Teresa Sullivan organized the group that created the proposal. Spokesman McCants is skeptical that there will be any radical changes.
Going private, interesting idea, very provocative, causes lots of talk and discussion and even some anxiety. This university is a public university, and that's how it's going to stay.
For the Rockbridge Report, this is Logan Hendricks.